heart. How did your parents talk with you and your siblings about going to the school, the freedom of choice?
Back in those days, parents kind of did something and they might tell you later and explain it to you, but we understood. My parents' education was just so important to them, and they knew, we knew, that the white students were getting a better education because they had all the resources, they had all the new books, they had the new buildings. So we fully understood why they sent us, even though we were leaving our good friends. We were leaving, you know, the comfort of the school that we had grown up in.
How did you know that they were getting better education?
We'd get the books, and their names were already in the books.
Okay.
Some of our classrooms had holes in them, you know, you know, the elements coming through the through the walls, and we knew what the white classes were like. I mean, we would drive by sometimes the, the white schools, so we knew the difference.
Okay. And so how many of your siblings went with you to this school?
At the time, my sister, which actually she was in the same class as I was. She was extremely smart, and she had a double promotion. So we were classmates, and I had three older brothers, and I had three younger siblings that all went to the white school. We all went.
And you said that was not a pleasant experience. Would you just briefly talk about that?
Well, you leave a place, which was my elementary school, which we were comfortable with. We were comfortable with our teachers. We had teachers who really believed in us and pushed us and wanted the best for us. And then you go to a school where not only do they not expect anything of you, they don't care whether you you do well or not. And they made sure that you knew it, and we had not only teachers, but we had students that felt the same way. So it was not a good atmosphere at all.